ما قال مر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بقبور بالمدينة فأقبل عليهم بوجهه فقال حضرت عبداللہ بن عباس رضی اللہ عنہما mentions that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by graves in Medina Sharif فأقبل عليهم then he turned and he faced those graves with his face in other words face to face with the graves out of respect this is the way a person should make salam that he should try and face the person he's making salam even when he's speaking it was the style of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that he would turn to the person and he would face him and he will speak to him and he won't turn away from that person until that person is finished saying what he had to say then only Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will turn away when this person now is completed he's finished and he wants to go then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will turn this was his akhlaq so this akhlaq is demonstrating it also by the khabar not only a loving person But a dead person also, a person has passed away, he turned towards the qabr, he faced the qabr, and then he said, فَقَالَ أَسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ يَا أَهْلَ الْقُبُورِ Peace be upon you, O the dwellers of the qabrs. يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَنَا وَلَكُمْ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you. Showing us that a person is constantly in need of istighfar. No person should feel that he does not need to make istighfar. If Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam being ma'asum, being sinless, being free from sin, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and may Allah Pak forgive you, how much more istighfar we need to make. So even for the dead also, we're asking Allah Pak to forgive them. Don't forget ourselves that we are also in need of this. أنتم سلفونا ونحن بالآثار that you people have preceded us and we are following in your footsteps. So this is a message also. While the person is at the qabr, then he is a message to himself also. Because now this message is not really going to help the dead person. But it's more a message for himself that أنتم سلفونا you people have preceded us and we are following in your footsteps. In other words, where you were yesterday, we are there today. And where you are today, we are going to be there tomorrow. So we have to prepare ourselves. We are walking in the same path. We also walk in the same path and thinking that we're not going to end up there. But you are living, or you are a practical example of exactly where we are going to end up also. Tomorrow we are going to end up in the same place. And says these words, it's nice to learn these words, so that when we go to the Qabrastan, then we know what to read. Yesterday we mentioned that Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned that the minimum a person should do is he should read Surah Fatiha and he should read Surah Ikhlas 3 times. After that, if a person knows more Quran and he knows more, then he should read more. But the minimum he should do for every one of us, at least try to do this much, is read Surah Fatiha and read Surah Ikhlas. And there are various other du'as a person can read. We'll discuss it one of the days. But this is what a person should do when he goes to the Qabrastan. Today we do another chapter. Babu karahati tamanni al-mut bi sababin durrin nazala bihi wa la ba'sa bihi li khawfi al-fitnati fi al-deen. The chapter on the detestability of desiring death. Or the detestability of desiring death. Why? Because of some calamity that reached a person. وَلَا بَأْسَ بِهِ But there is no problem where a person desires death because of some fitna to his deen. In other words, it is very, very difficult to practice deen. There is khawf, there is problems, there is the deen itself is being affected. Now a person just wishes that it's better that I am not here so I don't get affected by all these fitnas that are challenging our deen and challenging the way we are practicing our deen, then there is no problem. So when we read the hadith, then we'll understand the more detailed of this hadith. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la yatamanna ahadukum al-maut. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that none of you should desire death. Imma muhsinan fala'allahu yazdadu. If a person is a good person, it is possible that Allah Pak will give him the tawfiq of doing more good. If he's got a little bit longer life, there's tawfiq of him, there's possibility of him doing more good. So why should he desire death? وَإِمَّا مُسِيئًا فَلَعَلَّهُ يَسْتَعْتِقِلَتِ That he'll have a chance to make tawbah. So that extra life is better for him. So why should a person desire death? مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ لِمُسْلِمِ In Muslim Sharif, the riwayat comes, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, لا يتمنى أحدكم الموت, no, none of you should desire death, ولا يدعو به من قبل يأتيه, no should he make dua for death, no should he make dua for death before it comes to him, إنه إذا مات انقطع عمله, because when this person passes away, then all his deeds end, that's the end of the story, there's no chance of getting any further opportunity and chance of doing any more good, وإنه لا يزيد المؤمن عمره, لا يزيد المؤمن عمره إلا خيرا because verily lifespan only increases good only increases good for a mu'min. A mu'min, a person who is a believer, extra lifespan only increases the opportunity for him to do good. Why this lifespan that he got, this extra life, he's a mu'min, he's a believer. It is giving him the tawfiq now of reading more salah, more Quran, more charity. Everything that when maut comes, a person is desiring that extra time for, this person Allah Pak has already given him to do that good. So this hadith explains to us that very, very often it happens, somebody goes through some affliction. This dunya is like that. A person loses some family member, loses a friend, a person experiences a hijacking, or he experiences some type of sickness and the pain is so much. I say, hey, I just wish I was dead. I just wish I die. I wish I don't live. In that sentiment, sometimes a person is going through depression, these words are coming out from his mouth. But if you remember the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, that don't desire death. This is not something you desire. One other reason ulama explain is that a person doesn't know what he'll experience at the time of death. He doesn't know what it is. In this condition, he's just thinking that I desire death. But he doesn't know that when the death actually comes, how he will face it, whether he'll have the tawfiq of reading kalima, or whether the kufr of statements will come out of his mouth. So don't make the statements of desiring that. Tomorrow we'll explain, there's another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a person who desires to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak desires to meet him. So how that hadith fits with a person not desiring that? We'll discuss it inshallah tomorrow, further details of the hadith. But for today it's sufficient to know that because of some harm and some hardship and some dunyawi reason, a person should never ever desire death. He should always make dua. If a person, in the hadith comes tomorrow, we'll also see, that if a person has to do something, he should make this dua. Allahumma ahyini ma kana al-hayatu khayran li. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep me alive so long as life is good for me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cause me to leave this world so long as it is better for me to leave this world. So in that way, he's taking this whole assumption of death and he's putting it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you feel it's better for me, you cause me to die. And when you feel it's better for me to live, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause me to live. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Today our jamaat is leaving and we're going to Johannesburg. Brothers should try and meet them and see them off inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.